Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Oh, how are you?
Confused, bewildered. Okay, I had a dream. Mm-hmm. I woke up and I was like, do I have another house? And then I was going to call you to be like, do I have another house that I never go to? Ooh. And it's very, and I've, okay. And I guess I don't remember having these dreams, but when I woke up, I was like, oh, I've had this dream before. And that's why I think I have this other house. Because it's identical to this house. The only difference is my garage is like, it's twisted on the house and not directly on it. And it's on a busy street. Mm-hmm. And if you go through my backyard and you keep going, you go through a forest and then there's another secret house. But you have to like walk and walk and walk. And everyone's always like, we're never going to make it. But then we make it. And there's a TV and a couch in there and nothing really fun. and I don't know why I keep having this dream. And a man broke in.
Oh no. To the secret house?
No, to the main house.
Oh no.
And then I was like, better get these doors checked and locked. And that was one dream that I had like a while ago. But I don't have another house, right?
Not that I know of. Well, I've read that homes represent you. So, and then if you have like a secret room or a secret house or something, it's like something that you have not tapped into in yourself.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So maybe this secret house, let's see. It's on a busy street.
Yes. The driveway faces a very busy street.
And then the backyard leads to the woods?
Yes. Deep, deep, deep woods. And then I drove a car through it once. And honestly, looking at my backyard, pretty hard.
You drove a car through the backyard?
Yes, to get through the woods to the house.
Yeah, I don't know. But it seems like there is something that you, there's like a part of you that you haven't explored.
Oh my God. I wonder if it's anal sex.
You got to go through the woods. Your backyard is untouched.
My backyard is untouched. I wonder what it is. It was such a vivid dream. And I had gone. Also, the bathrooms in this house are really nice. They're really big. Mm. They're like huge. But I always have to wear shower shoes because I'm not sure what's on the floor. And, yeah, and my bed is catty cornered. It's against like two walls and I really hate that.
Okay. So there's like some nice features and some features that we don't like.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's the exact same color as my current house and looks almost identical to my current house. It's just
so maybe
the driveway.
It's like whatever you need to tap into is not unfamiliar territory. It's not like completely unfamiliar to you. Oh. It's just like little aspects of it that are different.
This is very interesting.
Yeah. Especially if it's like a multi, I'm reading.
Just that it's like in Doctor Strange.
Yeah. It's like,
oh my the same, God. But slightly off. What if I'm tapping into the multiverse and the multiverse is just me and houses? The same, but different house that I have.
You know, what's in funny? One, you just have a TV.
It's funny. And like, if you think about like normal people multiverses, it's boring. Do you know what I mean? Like, all the superheroes are superheroes in other multiverses. But like, if you're a teacher in the multiverse, maybe you're a high school teacher. Maybe you're a preschool teacher. Maybe you tutor. Maybe you teach people how to ride a motorcycle. I'm like, that's as exciting as it gets. Isn't that crazy to think about?
That is crazy to think about.
Oh my God. Oh.
Well, I feel like science people had just released something saying that there are multiverses. There are like multiple universes.
I believe it, but I don't know if we are doubled. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't read the article, so I have no idea what the actual explanation is. But it says something like, isn't that funny? I saw that topic and was like, interesting. And like kept moving on with my
better
life.
I wasn't make breakfast.
I wasn't like, what the fuck? I wasn't like deep diving into this topic. I was just like, oh, interesting. Well, better go on with my universe.
I like that about you. I do that too. I'll see a very hot topic and go, mustn't read about it. Couldn't possibly. Don't want to learn today. Oh, can I update you about my house?
Mm-hmm. This is the current house or the one with the woods in the backyard?
The one in the woods in the backyard. The only issue I have is I can't seem to change the locks and people keep breaking in. But ooh, my house that I know that I live in. This house. So my office, full of, guess what? Mold.
Oh, no.
So I have to, they're taking down like the drywall and stuff. And for whatever reason, there's like no beams on one side of the wall. So they like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like pure drywall, no support beams. It doesn't, it's like, and it's not waterproofed. So we're hoping that if we do all the waterproofing, that'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And then in the garage, the space is really tight. So my contractor was like, I had to wait for one of my little guys to come. And I was like, that doesn't sound politically correct. But like, if you have a little person that goes into little spaces, then like, I guess that is okay. I don't know.
I hope it's like Ratatouille. Like really little,
just so small and not even a human.
Oh, my little guys got up in there.
And then I'm like, oh, let me meet him. And he's like, doo, 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 my mouth. That would be very, very funny. But I think it's just a very short man who can get into tiny spaces. And he's waiting for him to be free because a lot of people are having problems with like water and stuff. And I guess he's the little guy who can get in there and fix it.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. And then in his multiverse, I wonder if he's still the little guy that gets into different spaces, like he's a bank robber.
I mean, that was a whole role for someone in Ocean's 11.
It sure was. Ocean's 11, a movie for the ages. Very upset that more people don't talk about it.
It was a very fun heist movie.
It's so good. Ocean's 12 was like, you know, not as good. Mm-hmm. But very good. Bernie Mac in it is so funny.
I think I forgot that Bernie Mac was in it.
We don't talk enough about Bernie Mac. Yeah. I just started rewatching the Bernie Mac show from the beginning. It is so funny.
Yeah, I watched it when it was on. It was so funny.
Same. Oh, I love him. The hatred and love he has for those kids is so funny. And his milk and cookies bit. I mean, granted, now he might, you know, people might get mad because of the language he uses, but it's still very funny.
He's very funny.
Milk and cookies.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Sashir, I had no idea. Talking about our vacation on Kimmel. Have we talked about this on the podcast?
No, we have not.
A lot of people from the Bahamas really dislike me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay.
No.
I mean, it doesn't quite bother me because they say, like, people are like, you didn't fall off a jet ski. And I was like, actually, I did. Sashir was there, three children were there, and a man off the beach all saw it happen. So, I mean, they know it happened. And then they're like, jet skis don't run out of gas. And I was like, what world are you living on? They do. And then they were like, you were too cheap that you used a hookup. And I was like, you've never used a hookup for anything? Like, you've never wanted to do something just slightly cheaper? Also, we couldn't figure out where to get the jet skis from.
Yeah. And just also, like, we get more perks that way. It's like, maybe we get to be on a jet ski longer. And also, we were not, like, supervised, which ended up being a problem. We thought that was a good thing at first. We're like, woo, we get to do whatever we want. And then it was like, oh, no, no one's out here to help us.
I don't know. I still had a really good time on that jet ski. And even when I ran out of gas, I had so much time to think if, like, maybe a whale was going to take me, you know, home with them or whatever. Honestly, if I was gone and a whale took me, I would hope you would be happy for me.
She's living her dream.
I'm living with the whales. I love the ocean. And then none of that. Okay, so all of them have, I don't want to generalize, but the people from the Bahamas who are mad at me have been calling me broke, Peppa the pig slut, which is very funny. And I changed my Twitter name to that because you told me to. And that's about it. Just like broke and fat. And I was like, only one of them is true. And you're projecting the other one on me. And that's not my life.
I mean, yeah, if those are the only insults they can come up with and one of them isn't true, then...
Yeah. And then I'm a liar. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, I'm not a liar. And then I was like, should I go on Seth Meyers and apologize to the owners of Atlantis, who's a white man? And the owners of the Comfort Suite, who's a white man? And the owner of Margaritaville, who's a white man? And then I was like, I think they'll just get angrier with me and not get that joke either.
Yeah. I think because it's the people of the Bahamas that are upset, not the actual organizations that you mentioned.
Yeah, but they're mad. They're like, we go to Atlantis too. And I was like, I saw a lot of
tourists. It looked like mostly tourists, yeah.
Yes.
I really don't know if I saw any Bahamians frequenting
me either.
Atlantis as a patron.
That's what I felt like. But then they were like, we go and walk around. And I'm like, but why? You have a beautiful beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, maybe I won't bring it up again. Maybe I'll just let it die.
I think it'll phase out. Something else will happen. People forget it.
You would think, but they re-aired that episode of Kimmel 2 nights ago.
Oh, no.
I was like, I surely can't believe this.
They're like, people are going to love this. We've gotten so many comments about this episode. We got to re-air for the people.
We got to let the people see this again. They were so happy the first time. Lord. Oh, do you want to see? Oh, no. I guess if I show it to you, people will then be like, I want to see it too. But I want to show you the wallpaper I'm going to do in my guest bedroom.
Mm. Ooh. Oh, that's pretty.
Dark. Moody.
Moody leaves. Big ass leaves. And there are different colors. Green. Purple. Blue. Orange. A little bit of yellow?
Yeah. And then I'm going to paint the walls this color.
Mauve?
It is like a light mauve, and I'm going to do lime wash. Do you know what lime wash is?
I really don't.
Okay, lime wash is a natural paint, mm-hmm. and you can, like, see the brush strokes, and it, like, gives it texture.
Oh, fun. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited, because forever I'm like, I don't know what to do with this room.
Yeah.
It's just been like a room for junk, a room for storage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spice it up.
Oh, and then I'm going to do the crown molding this color.
It's like a burgundy?
Yes, queen! It's a burgundy! It is called, and if you would like to know what it's called, it is Pharaoh Ball, and the color is Sample Pot. No, that's not it. What is it? Oh, it says it right on there. Preference red, number 297.
Sample pot.
That's what it said on the bottom. I was like, that's not it. I fucked that up.
That's just the sample.
Are you going to be painting anytime soon in your home?
I don't have any plans to, but I do want to go home. Full stop. I would like to go home at some point in time. I feel like I've been away for so long, and
yeah, you've been away for 3 months.
Yeah, and Patty Lapone is on the show as well. And yesterday she was like, "Well, I'm going to be off at the end of the month," and we were all like, "What? How are you off?" Wait, this is an ensemble show. If you're off, I'm off. Who told you that? And she was like, I just, because she has like dates to do. She's like singing places. So I was like, well, I would love to know that because I want to go home. Can I?
Yeah. If she's off and you don't have to work, you should ask if you could go home.
Yes. 100%. I just want to like see my stuff, touch my walls, lay on my bed.
I mean, you might come home and it might be a different house. You might return to a different multiverse.
I mean, actually, kind of. I had a friend staying there, and she moved the furniture in my living room and did not put it back the way it was, the way she found it when she left. I mean, it's like things that can be easily moved, but just like, this chair's over here, and now this chair's over here, and this day bed's over there. And then she left.
That's rude.
It's strange. I think she does have really great housing taste and judgment. So maybe she thought she was doing me a favor. But that's not how I want my stuff laid out.
I'm going to stand by. I think it's really rude. You don't go to somebody else's house and move their shit around. I try to be a quiet little church mouse when I go to someone's home. And if I move something, I like try to remember how it was positioned so I can put it right back. And like if I take a shower in someone's house, I'm like, okay, was there a rug hanging over the tub or was it just in front of the tub? I try to remember all of that and truly, truly leave no footprint in someone's home. But that might be me.
That is also me. Then that feels correct. But you know, some people do it a little differently.
Some people live by the... Some people live by the beat of their drum marching. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not it.
Some people march to the beat of their own drum?
Yeah, but, like, that's not what I was going for. Like, they live a lawless life, but then I was like, that seems too mean. Here's what happened. They live by there, and I was like, seat of their own pants? That's wrong. They live by the beat of their... It was all bad.
Skin of their own teeth?
Maybe that's what I was going for. They live by the skin of their own teeth.
No, that's actually cats. Isn't that cats? No. Oh, shit. I thought of a different thing. How does... by the skin of their teeth. But then, what's the cat one? Skin of cat.
Skin of cat? Skin a cat and go to jail.
I think I had a book one time of like sayings like that and where they came from, like when I was a kid. And like skin of their teeth was, I think, like a circus act or some sort of like sideshow act where people would spin plates on their teeth. Oh, there's more than one way to skin a cat. That's what that thing is. And it's... it means there are many ways to do something or achieve a goal. The oldest known use of the phrase dates to 1854. Okay.
I'm not trying to skin a cat.
And why would anyone ever?
For their fur? But I'm like, what cat fur is keeping you warm, you freak? Cat fur didn't keep you warm.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Sheep?
Yes, sheep. There should be more than one way to skin a sheep.
But sheep, they don't die or anything, right? When you skin them?
No.
When you take their fur?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're just shaving them.
Okay.
Thanks.
But then I guess they're cold.
Hmm.
I wonder if the farmers give them blankets.
That'd be really funny. Cotton or like wool blankets. What they were.
I mean, if I was a sheep, I would want a blanket. That's definitely what I would want.
Yeah. Or maybe they're put in warm climates. Maybe they're in a farmland that's really warm all the time.
You think? But I feel like, to me, sheep all come from Ireland.
You know, I actually have never thought about where sheep are.
Kimmy, will you look up where sheep are? What a dumb conversation.
Where are sheep?
Where are sheep? John Millheiser, he scared me.
He just walked into your house.
Well, he came to get quiet and he found my phone. So he came in and I wasn't expecting that. And then he threw my phone at me.
Oh my God, Nicole, this is your dream. You guys, someone invaded your home.
Oh my God, this is my dream. John Mielheiser is the old scary homeless man who broke into my house. And he didn't really do anything either except scare me. And then that's what John did. Lord Jesus. John, you want to say hi to Sashir?
Oh, I was just
going to
text her today.
Okay. Hold on. John's going to say hi to you.
Okay. Hi, Sashir.
Hi, John.
I was just going to text you today. I was on a run and I was like, I haven't talked to Sashir in a while. I was going to text you and say hi.
Miss yes. You. I miss you too. It's good to see your face.
Good to see your face.
Yeah.
Hi, lady. See
you later.
Okay.
So she was like, we have a podcast to record. I guess I'll just see you later. Bye, John. Thank you.
Bye, John.
He's taking Clyde since I'm going to New York. Concrete jungles where streets are made of. Big lights will inspire you. Let's... I'm not saying it good.
That's okay. And we understand.
I'm not saying it good.
I think some of the lyrics got jumbled.
Well, what is it?
A concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. These lights will inspire you. Let's hear it for New York.
And you're sure that's not what I was saying?
I think some of the words were the same. I think the order was a bit jumbled.
Okay. All right. I guess I...
But maybe that is what you were saying.
Probably not. I'm never saying the right lyric. Okay. I don't know any songs.
It's okay.
Any songs front to back. What's that song? From the front to back, is there any feeling that when your left hand's back? Do you know that song?
Front to back. Where my girl's at?
Yes!
From the front to back, is she feeling that? Put one hand up, can you repeat that? Try to take my man. See, I don't need that, so don't play yourself.
You know all those words.
I do.
Any, really.
Yeah.
Wait, what song is that?
Is it 3LW?
I think it might be 3LW.
Hi, this is Engineer Jordan. Just wanting to step in because I wasn't at this record. This is actually Where My Girl's At by 702, the group 702. Just want to make that minor correction.
That's crazy that you knew all of it.
I wasn't expecting it. deep in there somewhere.
I wish I knew lyrics. I certainly don't ever.
It's okay.
It's not okay. I always feel so bad. Sashir, I'm really upset. I think I have to check luggage today.
Oh, God. The worst.
And here's the thing about checking luggage. One, airlines lose them and they don't give a shit about you. Two, I have to get to the airport even earlier. To drop it off.
Did you already pack?
No, you know I didn't.
You know what you're taking?
No, you know I don't. I have no idea what I'm taking. I have no idea what I'm going to pack. I was going to pack my Hot Wheels sweater, but I wore that last time I was in New York.
Yeah, you don't want New York to think that you don't have other clothing.
I don't want to think I'm some Hot Wheels freak. Even though I am a Hot Wheels
bitch again.
I've been trying to find a short sleeve Hot Wheels shirt and I can't find one, but I did find, guess what I found?
Guess what I found?
No. Oh, I want one. No. Now it feels dumb what I found. Oh, I wish I had a head strap shirt. Oh, no. Well, now I have to go find one. No, I got a Bratz shirt, a Bratz doll shirt.
Oh, that's
She's
fun.
A black Bratz doll. And I found only white Bratz dolls, but I was like, I need to find a black one. And she's real cute. She's wearing a hat. She's got braids. But now all I want is a Hestruck shirt.
Yeah, we'll find you one. We'll find you one.
What if they don't exist?
I'm sure they must. I'm sure.
Now I have to get on my phone while we're recording. Has structure. I want one so bad now. Okay, I gotta see if they make them. They do! But they don't have trucks on them. This one has a truck on it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There's so many to choose from. I'm genuinely really excited about this.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Are you wearing a sweatshirt or are you wearing a onesie?
A onesie.
That must be so comfy cozy. I was walking Clyde earlier and I ran into a neighbor and, okay, it was like before noon. I feel like there should be a rule that if you see your neighbor before noon, you don't have to talk to them. I wasn't wearing a bra. My titties was swinging. I was wearing pajama pants. I was wearing a hat. I had maybe some sweat stains from where my titties hit my tummy and it was bleeding through my gray shirt. And then he stopped to talk to me for a long time. And I spent like a while just like crossing and uncrossing my arms. Cause I was like, I don't want him to like see my loose titties. And I don't know. Should I put like a letter in everyone's like mailbox? You're like, don't talk to anyone before noon.
Or just walk out your house with headphones.
He was wearing headphones and he took them out to talk to me.
I see.
I think what I got to do is put a letter in everyone's mailbox.
I don't know. That seems like a lot of effort.
Let's not talk to each other until afternoon. I mean, who wants to talk to anybody in the morning?
Some people have been up for a long time. He could have gotten up at like 6 a.m. and he had a full day before he saw you.
Freak. It's Sunday. Who does that?
I know. I don't. I have a chatty neighbor too, but I just like walk away.
I truly thought you said, I have an Italian neighbor too, and I just walk away. And I was like, sir, sure. But then I realized you said chatty. And then I was like, where did I get Italian from?
Yeah, chatty, Italian.
chatty. Yeah, they don't really flow. But for a hot second, I was like, so sure, you can't say that on this podcast. The Italians will come for you.
If any Italian walks up to me, I will walk away.
You just walk away from your chatty neighbor?
Like, I, like, drift away. It's not, like, a abrupt, like, turn and then walk away. But it's like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, it was so good to see you. And then, like, you know, walk into my home.
He always catches me so far from my home, too.
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, not far enough that I can't see it. But I'm like, it's pretty far. Ooh, Kimmy brought up a sweatshirt that says, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Is this your answer?
I don't know, because I feel like he's the type of person to go, that's funny, and then start a conversation. And then I feel kind of bad wearing a sweatshirt that says, don't talk to me, because it's like, yeah, I really don't want to talk to you, but like, I know you want to talk to me.
I think you should try to wear, because then... Because you're only wearing it for those moments where you don't want people to talk to you. And then you can change to something else. And people will be like, okay, now she's ready to talk.
I just don't want to offend the neighborhood. I think I should anonymously letters in every single person's offensive? Mailbox. If I got a letter in my mailbox that was like, hey guys, as a neighborhood, I don't think we should talk to each other until after 12 p.m. I would go, wow, this person's going through it. I can do that.
No, I think that could send people spinning, and they'd be like, wait, who is this person? I talked to people before noon. Is it my fault? Which one of my neighbors put this in my mailbox? Everyone get this, or just me?
P.S. Every single person in the neighborhood has gotten this. It is no single individual. It's been many of you talking to me before I'm ready. And I want to be ready and happy and like ready to talk.
But then what if the other neighbors talk to each other to try to figure out who it is and they all realize it's you?
They realize it's me?
Because they're like, I didn't do it. Well, I didn't do it. Well, I didn't do it. And then they're
like, I'll be like, and I didn't do it. I'll light all of them motherfuckers. They're not my friends. A lie. Ooh. Kimmy says, I've written an anonymous note to a neighbor. They immediately knew it was me.
Wait, Kimmy, what was the note? Wait,
that's really funny.
I should say my roommate did it, but they knew it was us. Our neighbor, his dog died, and he was sad. And so his brother gave him not one, not two, not three, but four roosters. It was going off in the middle of the day and the night.
His dog died, so he got roosters?
That's what we found out, because I thought there was one rooster and it was going off constantly. And so we read an anonymous note saying, hey, it's kind of legal to have a rooster here and he's keeping us all awake. And he immediately approached me in the street. He's like, so we got your note. And it was like a fully anonymous note. He immediately knew it was us. And he was like, so sorry, my dog died. My kids were upset. Someone gave us these four roosters. So my kids are really attached to them. And so I immediately backed off because I didn't want to be that person who took away roosters from children. But
I would call the cops to jail. Roosters would go to jail.
Yes.
It was not a great situation. There was more to it I won't get into, but they immediately, this was a very crowded neighborhood and they immediately knew it was us. So that is my warning to you. It is hard to be anonymous.
God, that's really funny. Maybe they saw you putting the note in their mailbox, whereas I can hire someone to do that. I can get a little task rabbit to do my bidding. And then tell the task rabbit, if anybody asks who you are, or who hired you, you say someone from on top of the hill, because I live at the bottom of the hill.
Smart, smart, smart.
They'll never find out it's me. But they probably will. Kimmy, you're probably right. My God. Everyone's so sleuthy these days. Everyone's a Harriet the Spy.
This is true. Neighbors be nosy.
Neighbors be nosy, and that's why I don't want to talk to them until afternoon. When I'm on defense, when it's early, I can't think of things to be like, I just tell people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need to know the truth.
No.
Like, he was like, what are you doing this week? Who asks? Who asks somebody that? And I was like, going to New York. He was like, for what? And then I told him, this man doesn't need to know my business.
Yeah.
And then he was like, do you have someone that who's going to be at the house, watching the house? And I said, yes, even though I don't, but like, Is he going to break into my home?
I don't
He
like
shouldn't.
Questions like
he
that.
Has so much money. He has real money.
Yeah, he doesn't need to break into your house.
Yeah, he'd be so upset if he found things in here. He'd be like, ugh, is she a pauper?
And the answer I feel is, dirty in this house.
A little bit. Not broke, but a pauper.
Mm-mm.
If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room, off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths. Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no-junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Wait, should we answer queries?
Yes.
Or a quiz? Which one?
I think queries.
Help! Give me!
Before the queries, would you like updates on the sheep situation?
Yes.
Oh, and the Girl Scout cookies. Well, first I'll say to your sheep questions, I looked and it seems like just about everywhere there are sheep. Cold places, hot places, all the places.
Oh.
I will say they shear them, which is when you cut the fur off. They shear them in spring. So it's heading into a warmer season. So they are not going to be uncomfortable. And then I wanted to show you, there was a sheep that famously escaped and then got found 7 years later. I don't know if you've seen this image, but it always makes me laugh.
Oh, yes.
But this is what happens if you don't get sheared.
It looks like broccoli.
It's really funny.
It's fluffy and hard at the same time.
I wonder if it was living like a good life or he was like, this is heavy.
I think it was like, it's like many pounds of wool. It was very heavy and gross because you can't use the bathroom. Like it sticks to you.
Ew.
Oh no. So this dirty ass sheep just had shit on him?
Yeah, I think so.
But so that means that sheep just can't like be out in the wild on their own. They have to, someone has to come shear them.
I don't think they're, I think in the same way that we don't have a ton of like wild cows, like a lot, they've been domesticated and bred to grow this wool. And so now it grows really quickly. And so this is what happens. So I imagine there are some versions of wild sheep that don't do this, but our sheep do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this poor little sheep.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Shrek-a-po the sheep.
Is it a shep or is it a sheep? What's the plural in the singular of sheep?
Sheep and sheep.
It's just like, sheep?
It's just sheep.
Yeah. I think we should call them shep. One shep, two sheep.
Shep sounds like the past tense of sheep.
Oh, the sheep shep had passed away.
That shep has sailed.
I just feel like we should have a singular and a plural for sheep. You don't think so?
Yeah. I don't know if... Yeah, I guess I can't think of any other animals like that or words like that where the plural is the same. I'm sure there are.
Fish?
School?
A school
of fish?
Well, correct, but that's not... that's not a different word. Is it just... Use added words because it's a, isn't it a flock of sheep or a herd of sheep?
Oh, you're right. Everyone's right. Okay. Fish are fish. Yeah. Why don't we call them fishes? Look at all them fishes.
I don't know.
I caught so many fishes today.
The English language is really crazy.
It's rude if you're trying to learn it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of illogical stuff.
Truly, it's wild.
Speaking of shearing things, I shaved my armpit hair the other day.
And I know.
I haven't in years. And I did it for this show because I think my character would not have armpit hair. And and I've been playing crunchy lesbians for the last 4 years. I haven't needed to shave my armpits. And so I was like, I'm going to multitask. I worked out. And then I did a face mask and I was like, I'll put Nair on there. And then as soon as I put Nair on my armpit, I had like a flash memory of like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to do this after I work out. But I hadn't needed that information for years. So I forgot. But my pores were all open and it just burned immediately. And then I took it off and like some of it came off, but some of it didn't. So it was like patchy and then really red in a lot of spots. It hurt.
I think next time you have to shave for something, you should use an intuition razor. The razor has soap just built around it. So it's like you can soap it up and then double the soap with the soap around it. And then it's nice.
Yeah.
Because I have sensitive skin and I love my intuition.
Mm.
I hadn't shaved my pussy in a really long time because I wasn't getting none. And I went through 2 full intuition razors. And let me tell you, there's a lot of soap on them. Just thought you should know.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you do the whole shebang? Or just like
no. I do Like the top of the thigh. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like when the thigh meets the puss. Mm-hmm. And then I do the lips. So mm-hmm. nobody has to like really struggle to get in there. And then I do the butt. So mm-hmm. there isn't like butt hairs. Cause I don't know. There's something about butt hairs that's like not for me. But then yeah. I leave the whole front. The whole mm-hmm. front, I leave it nice and patchy.
Mm-hmm. Nice and patchy.
Yeah, it's in my special. I slept with an Irishman who called me Patchy O'Houlihan. He said, wow, you weren't kidding about that joke, Patchy O'Houlihan. And I said, all right. I think you should go now.
How did you not marry this man on the spot?
Because he lived in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's so far away. Sometimes we still talk on the Instagram. And he's like, when do I ever see you again? And I was like, I don't know. But I don't think I can like look a man in the eye who's calling me Patchy O'Houlihan. I could be like, guess what? It's even patchier. I do an even worse job now.
Okay, now should we answer questions?
We gotta.
Hi, Nicole and Zafir. This is going to be a quick question. It's no drama. It's just something that's on my mind. I am the type of person that when I make plans with someone, I don't like follow up. So, like, if we are supposed to meet on Friday, we say we meet at Friday at 7 o'clock. I'll be there at Friday at 7 o'clock. I'll never, like, reach back out to say, like, oh, confirm, blah, 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 blah. I just won't do that. And so much so that, like, if I drive somewhere, I'll just drive somewhere and show up. And I've had multiple friends, like, in different friend groups be like, why didn't you tell me you were leaving? Why didn't you tell me you were on your way? And so I guess my question is, when you're meeting somebody somewhere or you have to pick somebody up, do you let them know that you're on your way, even if you already agreed upon a time and place? All right. Thank you. Bye.
Easy. I let everyone know when I'm on my way because I'm late. But if I'm not running late, I do let people know that I'm on my way just so they can, you know, get ready if they're running a little bit late. And then I'm not trying to get stood up by anybody. So I am always like, or maybe the night before, like on a date, I always confirm like the night before. And if they don't confirm, the next day I'm busy because you didn't take the time to make sure that we were still going out, which is probably bad etiquette. And someone's going to be like, Nicole, you know, words that I don't want to hear. But yeah, I'm always letting people know when I'm coming.
Yeah, I think it's a very like old timey way of like meeting up with people, like when people didn't have
and they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have cell phones. Like, I'll just be there at 7.
Yeah, I just have to see you here and hope that you show up. But now, yeah, checking in can be important because also things come up. Maybe mm-hmm. someone forgot to write down the plans that you had, or they didn't hear from you, so they weren't sure if it was actually happening. And I think, you know, more people like not going to do things. Or like, they're like I have made plans where, and then been like, I really hope that we don't actually do the thing. And I think the other person feels that way too. And then like 7 p.m. on Friday shows up and neither of us have texted. And we're like, ah, great, we don't have to do the thing.
Yeah, because if nobody's texting me, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Like, you have to confirm. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. so we're not doing this. And if I do want to do it, I will text you and be like, are we doing this? But yeah, there's been several occasions where I'm like, phew. I'm not leaving my house tonight. This is lovely.
Yeah, dodge that interaction. And if you're picking someone up, it is nice to let them know that you're coming so that they can get ready or like. Mm-hmm. time out their process, because if you don't say anything, then they might be like, oh, maybe she's not coming, or she's running late. Mm-hmm. So I'll just be running late too. And then all of a sudden you're outside the house.
Mm-hmm. I love a good be there in 10 so I could finish taking a shower, put on my makeup, put on my clothes, put on my shoes, so you're only waiting a couple minutes for me.
Yeah. I will say that the caller is not wrong. Mm-mm. They are, that what you're doing is makes the sense logically, but other people don't behave that way. So unfortunately, you do have to accommodate for other people.
Her multiverse is 1942.
Yes. She's like, you told me last Thursday that we'll see each other at 8 p.m. on Friday, and that's what we're doing.
And that's what we're doing. That's what's in my calendar.
I have turned my phone off since then. And
I threw it in the river. And guess what? I'll see you then.
I'll see you then.
Solved.
Solved. Have you seen the movie Before Sunset?
No. Who's in it?
Ethan Hawke.
Ooh, I had a dream about him.
Yeah, I remember that. I can't remember her name, but it's really good. And they like spend a day together falling in love in France. He's like on a European trip and he's girl. And they're like, if it's really love, then let's meet back here a year from now. And then he does show up, but she doesn't. But it's like one of those things where it's like it could have been solved with cell phones. You know, if she was just like, sorry, I can't make it this time, but can I see you the next day? But he like missed her. But then it brought two more great movies. So
what are the two more great movies? There's sequels?
Yeah. Was it After Sunset?
And let's watch the trailer. This is what people want.
So the first one is Before Sunrise. Is that the one you're thinking about?
Yes.
Or are you thinking about Sunrise. The sequel, which is Before Sunset?
I was thinking of the first one, which is Before Sunrise, and then it was Before Sunset, and then what was the third one?
Who's in the squeakquel?
It's the same people. Oh, Before Midnight. Oh. So they're all Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight.
Wow, this trilogy has been going on and on. 1995, 2004, 2013. We're due for another.
This is a Richard Linklater who does those things, like the long-term movies, like about
that Boyhood movie where we spent too much time on this childhood.
Well, that's literally what it was about.
It's too much. I said, can we move on? Is something gonna happen?
I think that was kind of the thing. It's just like vignettes of life.
Saw it in theaters and I said, nothing's gonna happen.
Hmm.
Ooh, baby. And here's the trailer for Before Sunrise, 1995.
All right, I have an admittedly insane idea, but if I don't ask you this, it's just gonna haunt me the rest of my life. I have no idea what your situation is, but I feel like we have some kind of connection, right?
Yeah, me too. Ring, ring. Pick up the phone.
Hello?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it for lunch today. I'm sorry.
That's nice.
Men are lucky we don't bite off the head after mating. Certain insects do that, you know, like spiders and stuff. Mm-hmm. We at least let you live.
That's a nice, that looks like a nice movie. And it looks like one of those movies that like ruin love for me. Because like nothing like that has ever fucking happened to me. I've never once been on a train to anywhere and met somebody anywhere. It does look good though. I like it. Thank you for sharing, Sashir.
Yeah, no problem. It's a fun watch.
Let's help people. Oh, we don't have time. I made us watch a trailer. But if you want to be ignored by us watching a trailer, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Do you like to read? We have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need. A fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.